This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Yesterday, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson announced 6 new appointees to the Chicago Board of Education, but that did little to calm the uproar over the board members who announced their resignations en masse last week. At City Hall, some city council members, community leaders, and parents said they were concerned the new board would quickly do the mayor's bidding, including firing the school's CEO and settling the teacher's contract. Alderpeople are holding a hearing tomorrow in an attempt to question the new and resigning board members who are not obligated to attend. And council members say they want to be involved in vetting mayoral appointees to the school board, but at the moment they have no role. Alderperson Scott Wagaspak, speaking with WBEZ during a rowdy public comment session, says the city council needs more oversight over the school district.
We're kind of the last people that are holding the line on ethics here, and our responsibility is to make sure that our constituents know and that we hear from our constituents, and mine are definitely saying they're very upset with the way this is going.
Some city council members want state lawmakers to weigh in and pass legislation that would give the council the ability to approve any Board of Education appointments, like they do for other city agencies, such as the CTA. Jury selection begins today in the federal racketeering, bribery, and conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. A former juror who knows the evidence against Madigan will be watching closely. Robert Garnes was a juror in last spring's federal trial of four former ComEd executives and lobbyists convicted of conspiring to bribe Madigan. Madigan wasn't charged then, but some of the same evidence will be used against him now. Garnes thinks the ex-speaker knew the utility was pushing his political allies on its payroll to influence him, based on how often Madigan's name kept surfacing in that trial.
It came up so many times, either directly or indirectly, that there's just no way that he could not know what was going on.
Madigan has denied wrongdoing. A unique chess tournament gets underway this morning from behind bars. My colleague Michael Puente explains.
Players from Ecuador, Great Britain, and dozens of other countries will compete via computer in the chess tournament. The only caveat, you have to be a jail inmate. So representing Chicago in the 4th annual Intercontinental Online Chess for Freedom Championship will be people locked up in the Cook County Jail. Dr. James Goopser is the director of the jail.
The goal is, number one, to give people something that could contribute to a positive experience, strengthen their critical thinking skills, allow people to connect in more pro-social ways while they're here.
The tournament is in partnership with the International Chess Federation. The jail began its chess program in 2012.
Some more things you should know today. The 3rd annual Chicago Sukkah Design Festival is open in the Westside North Lawndale neighborhood through October 26. Community organizations paired with architects to design and construct sukkahs, which are huts or outdoor pavilions traditionally built by Jewish families, during the Fall Harvest Festival of Sukkot. There are several sukkahs installed at the public plaza James Stone Freedom Square. Anyone is welcome to visit. After the festival, they'll be reinstalled permanently in the respective community organizations that helped conceive them. With the calendar turning to fall comes the return of flu and COVID season. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Mia Taramina recommends that everyone get the updated COVID-19 booster this time around. Anyone who has previously received any doses of the vaccine will just need one to be covered for the season. Those who have never received a dose, like young children, or those with high risk factors may need an additional dose in the summer. Today's weather, it will be sunny with highs in the low 70s, and we expect similar weather tomorrow. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find it. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.